This podcast is certified fresh. Freshmediaworks.com.
Welcome to the Mikey Pod on the Bayou Show. Yeehaw. That's not what this show's about.
It ain't.
No. Here, watch this. Welcome to Mikey Pod on the Bayou. Texas, it's not just for cow-tipping rednecks.
Hello, and welcome to Mikey Pod on the Bayou. This is episode number 47. Today is May 10th, 2006. Last night, I had a great time freeway blogging with my new friend Jennifer, who I met via LiveJournal, I believe. And she was helping organize a group of people, about maybe 15 of us. Let me turn the music down a little bit. Who we had a bunch of signs out at the Dunleavy Bridge over 59. We were there for about an hour and a half, and I met some cool folks, and it was great. Also, I'll have music for you. Did I mention that I recorded some interviews while I was there? So you'll hear some of those. I hope you enjoyed the last Sound Sing tour. Actually, I got a lot of good comments about that, and I've had tons of feedback this week. I love y'all. Y'all are great. Anyway, here's a song called Now This Tidal Wave of Young Blood. Bye. Clap your hands and say yeah. We'll be right back. Yes, it was supposed to stop like that. There, now I can see my little thing bouncing. I'm having really weird technical issues, and I think it's because I didn't record a show at home last week. I just recorded on the way to the protest. That was upon this tidal wave of young blood. I called it the wrong thing. By clap your hands and say, yeah, I'll put details on how to find them in the show notes. I'm guessing it's okay to play it since they have that for free download at their site. It's a great song. I really like it. That guy's voice. I wonder if any of you got irritated by that. We'll see, won't we? No, I won't, because people never send me hate mail. Send me hate mail. Go for it. I can take it. Yeah. Here's some sound bites for you from the freeway blogging last night. But before I give you those sound bites, I'd like for you to know that we were on the freeway. Sorry. We were sitting on an overpass that went over. It's really a bridge that goes over 59, which is a major freeway in Houston. Check in on this cough. I went to the doctor and I got some Biaxin, and it's better, really, but I'm still coughing. Love it. Anyway, so you're going to hear a lot of honking and wind. The honking were all the people driving under us who saw signs. The sign said honk for peace. And I don't know about you, but I'm amazed at how many horn honks you're going to hear. Tons of them. It's really great.
Okay. So you were telling me about you guys were the only two people that... Tell me your name if you want.
Oh, well, Helen and Tony. When we went to Camp Casey, at the entrance of the town is all of the other group, and all of them with American flags. And when we got to Camp Casey, which was hundreds of people, it was like we're the only ones with flags. And my friend and I were saying, no, we're Americans too, and we need to have flags because we're not anti-American. We're for the soldiers and we're for America. So since then, we always bring our flags.
I think it's a great idea. We have like what, four, five, six American flags out here today. But back, yeah, I'm glad that happened. Sometimes I do this. I'm like, what the hell am I going to talk about?
I know. I'm nervous. My heart's racing.
Don't be nervous. Like, maybe like. Oh yeah, I'm going to take little sound bites.
Okay.
So I'm recording right now. You ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
So what was this your first? No, you've been out here before.
Yeah, this is my second time. And the first time we came out, there was maybe about, I want to say maybe 8 to 10 of us. But now we've got a real good turnout, and there's a bunch of age differences, like younger kids to older, adults. It's awesome.
So, and there aren't so many honks going on right now. I was hoping there would be, but they're like every now and then there's a wave of like.
Yeah. I mean, they just go crazy, and then sometimes, you know, get the occasional, off and stuff. But there you go, that's one honk.
I haven't seen anybody flip me off. Maybe I'm just in denial today.
That's good.
Yeah. Hey, there's some news right here. Let's turn off my little news.
Okay.
Okay, now for this segment, I'm just taking a little stuff. So we have Jennifer, did you organize this event?
No, actually not at all, but I did help promote it. It's been going on for a while, but just the last week, I've been heavily promoting it, trying to get people out here, and we had a good turnout.
And it worked, too.
Yeah, like, it did. What,
at least doubled, right?
Definitely, yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's been a lot of fun, and we're getting more positive responses as the days go by, or weeks go by, I should say.
So how long have you been coming out here?
Woo-hoo! Yeah! The ambulance love us.
That ambulance is really good.
Yeah. Paramedics for peace.
You know what?
Yeah.
Ambulances are a sign of hope and life.
That is true. And we are a sign.
And life are, principles of the Democratic Party.
That is beautiful.
Couldn't talk better myself.
And this is Will. You're the
Vice President of the Harris County Young Democrats.
Sweet. Thanks for being out here, as if I'm the person who should thank people.
It's okay. I'm trying to be the welcome wagon. And be like, woo, thanks for coming.
Tell me something people need to know about meetings and that sort of thing if they're interested in doing Harris County Young Democrats for Peace or just
Harris County Young Democrats.
Okay.
We meet every fourth Tuesday at the Artery. It's a small art gallery on Jackson and Prospect, right in the Museum District.
Okay. Is there a website?
It's harriscountyyd.org.
Okay. Cool. Thank you. Okay. Just tell me your name.
I'm Lee Lowe.
Lilo, we may have met before.
Yeah,
you're familiar to me.
Yeah.
Yeah. What? So rumor has it around here that you guys have been involved in the peace movement in Houston for a long time.
Long time. Actually, since around the time Kennedy died and Eisenhower came in, and I was really worried. I had new babies and was really worried about the nuclear possibility.
relative nuclear war.
Right.
So it's been a long time. But also during Korea, we were with a group of people in college that were against the war.
Right.
Yeah.
So you've seen a lot of change in Texans, I'm sure, in that amount of time.
Yeah. Yeah. Only they were, you know, we were with a group with the Methodist Fellowship there that was. Most of them were very against any kind of war.
Yeah.
So.
Cool.
But I think I'm amazed at all the honks we get.
Yeah, it's really surprising
it
to
is.
Me, too.
And waves, you know, some people don't honk waves. But I think people are getting more and more concerned about that these guys are nuts. I mean,
yeah.
I think they're certifiably psychopaths. I mean, they are psychotic. They, I read a thing, and the psychiatrist was analyzing Bush and Cheney and the rest of them, and he said they understand what they're doing, but they have no feeling about it. You know, they
right.
understand they're blowing babies to bits, but it really doesn't bother them. That's dangerous.
Yeah.
Scary.
I heard about a book, Bush on the Couch or something like that.
Yeah,
was that the book?
This was not a book. This was just a psychiatrist analysis.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And
what
he also
really
brought in the fact that he was a dry alcoholic, but he hadn't had any help for his anger, and that all alcoholics needed anger management after they get out. I don't know.
That's interesting, though. I mean,
yeah.
Because, I didn't even realize until recently that he got sober at some point, I'm guessing. So, yeah. I have a friend who's always, like, analyzing his speeches and saying, did you hear that? He slurred right there. He's drinking again. So, who knows?
Who knows?
Are you guys here together?
Yeah.
Married? I'm just trying to I hate assuming things. What is your name?
My name is Hardy Lowe.
Okay. How long have you guys been married?
53 years.
Oh, wow. So, and you guys have been doing this stuff together for all that time. That's beautiful.
A few other things, too.
Yes. Every now and then. Well, thanks for talking to me, guys.
Yeah, which radio show?
Well, I'll turn this off. Okay, I'm here with Iris, who is out here with us at the freeway blogging. What made you come today? Okay, cool. Have you been out here before?
Yes, I have.
Oh, cool. So do you enjoy coming out and doing this stuff?
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful. Thank you very much for talking to me.
You're welcome.
Give us 3 minutes and we'll give you the best podcasting has to offer.
Tune in to A Fresh Review to hear quick, episodic, upbeat reviews of the must-hear podcasts. If there's something good and, well, fresh out there, A Fresh Review has it covered.
This podcast is certified fresh. FreshMediaWorks.com.
The fastest 3 minutes in podcasting.
Thank you for that. Yeah. So I hope you enjoyed all those, all of those little mini interviews. It was really fun. My favorite thing at the very end. Well, there are a couple of favorite things. One of them was Iris, the last girl that I interviewed. I didn't even ask her how old she was. I'm guessing she's around 9 or 10. And so I interviewed her. She was the last person I talked to. The very last part when I said, thanks for talking to me. And she went, you're welcome. It was so cute. You also just heard a promo from the Fresh Media Works Fresh Review podcast, which featured my show a while back. So I decided I better, turnabout or whatever, insert cliche here. Chris Daly and I had this really interesting conversation about a plan, .. And it'd be really cool if it happens. And you'll probably hear more about that later. Hold on. I made a checklist here. This is where I should normally just push pause, but I want you to have like a live feel, like this is live radio. I see. Checking my list. I need to play another song. And this is for my friend Sharon. Sharon and Tampon, as she is well known around the Q-Potter land. Anyway, she's digging Yoko Ono. So this song is one of the ones... Yeah, this is one of the songs that really got me into her. I don't even want to go into all that background. If I hear enough people asking, because you guys like the John Cage thing, but we'll get into that later. Should I do that? Let's do a voicemail right now. Oh... No. Here's a song by Yoko Ono. This is called Yes, I'm a Witch, and it's from the album A Story.
Oh, please don't give me that.
That was Yoko Ono. I keep forgetting to do the setting. That's why I do those things where I say two words and then, Yes, I'm a Witch. That song fucking rocks. You know what I'm saying? I know you do. Now it's time for some listener voicemail from my friends.
Hey, Mikey, this is Chris Daly. Just wanted to say, you know, I don't even know if I have a whore hole. But I know that it definitely did not itch when I heard the John Cage piano piece at the end of the last show. I want to say that was excellent. I want to hear more good stuff like that. Thank you for, stretching the limits and expanding the horizons. And as always, keep up the great work, man. Take it easy. Bye.
That is the greatest voicemail I've ever received. Yes, Chris, you do have a whore hole. The beauty of the word whore hole is that it really can refer to anything, pretty much. That's how I look at it anyway. So, you know, any orifice you have, you could refer to as your whore hole. And I'd also like to add that an itching whore hole isn't always a bad thing. So you could say it makes your whore hole itch, and that could be a positive thing. So, but anyway, I understood from using the context clues like I learned in fourth grade that you like the John Cage thing. And I'm glad. That's one of those things that I was wondering what people thought about. And a couple of people did send me stuff with their approval. Here, listen to this from my friend at the Big O.
Mikey, It's Odell, the Big O. Just calling to say, hey, my show's up. Thank you for your inspiration, and I hope to see you soon. Bye.
That was Odell from the Big O podcast. Here, I have to make my adjustment again. It sounds funny because I'm hearing like a echo, so it makes me talk slower. Big O Podcast. I think it's bigopodcast.com, but I'll definitely put a link. Hello, Odell. I'm so glad that you're doing your show, and it's good. I've only heard the first two episodes because you're cranking them out, dude. But that's awesome. You know what I just realized, guys? I left out one of the best parts of that sound seeing. And I want to play it now, and let's see if I can put this in here live. This is when the counter-protesters showed up. Let's see what we got right here.
Okay, we officially have a counter-protest. We've got three guys here who are pro-war with a...
Fat daddy-looking guys.
Did you say three fat daddies?
No, frat daddies.
Oh, frat daddies. Oh, yeah, I'm talking about them right now. What are your thoughts on the counter-protest?
I think that I would rather people did that than ignored us. I think it's good that people stand up and speak out for their beliefs, even if they're different.
Good point.
At least they're making a difference in the world.
So. That's what I'm talking about right there. It's making a difference. Representing the dumbasses of America.
Exactly. But as long as everyone can represent themselves peacefully and tactfully,
yeah.
I think we haven't lost anything by having a different viewpoint.
Oh, so now I'm going to have to cut that fight down.
No, that's okay. I like that.
It's not their fault they're Republicans.
They were
brainwashed.
Honestly, they were probably raised that way, truthfully.
That's so sad.
It is sad.
We should go convert.
Hi there.
Oh, then that was right when the police showed up. And they were extremely nice, extremely nice. We had stuff attached to the fence, which I was told last time when I did a Francis Newton thing, that we weren't allowed to attach it. We had to just hold things up. But then Houston Police Department Crime Lab was in question about all of that. So they maybe didn't really love the idea that we were trying to draw attention to the fact that they did a shitty job. So that's my comment on that. So back to listener voicemail. This is another great one. This is from Jennifer in someplace. Sorry, Jennifer. You're about to tell me, though.
Hey, Mikey, or M-Pob, as I've affectionately come to know you. This is Jennifer from Fayetteville, Arkansas, and I just wanted to tell you that I've really enjoyed your last couple of episodes. I learned a lot about the Green Party that I never knew, and I always enjoy your sound theme tours, whether you are eating ice cream or singing along the Double Dutch Bus. I think that's awesome. I do want to tell you that stealth cast kind of freaked me out a little bit. It started downloading, and I thought that somebody was trying to hijack my computer or something. I didn't know if it was a Trojan horse or what have you. But then I started listening, and I decided that really probably nobody would try to hijack my computer with Beth Orton, so I figured it was all right. So I ended up listening to it and enjoyed it greatly. So keep up the good work. I appreciate all the time that you spend on your podcast. So thanks a lot. Bye.
This is becoming an experimental piece. Thank you, Jennifer. That was great. Thank you. Stealthcast? What Stealthcast? You must have left your podcatcher on over the weekend. That's all I'm saying. Those of you who got it know what it is. Those of you who didn't, leave your podcatchers on. You never know when the Stealthcast is going to sneak in and infect your earbuds. Whatever, dude. That's retarded. Okay. It's nice, isn't it? Yeah, I'm glad I sat in the doctor's office for 45 minutes waiting for my appointment and then met with her for like 5 minutes. And now I'm still coughing, but that's okay. I'm trying not to cough. It sounds like I'm choking. This email I want to share with you guys, this is from my pal Jake in Brooklyn. And this is his response to, we had talked about the Green Party already a little bit. And I just thought this was a really good point of view. And I'm always saying that I'm trying to learn and pick up as much as I can. So it's good to have dissenting views. So one of the things that Jake said was that, let me just read the letter because I think it'll make sense. Michael and the topic, their subject was greens. I admire much of what they stand for, but it shows how even the smallest promise of power can be corrupting, and have been, and having been there, I know too well how hard it can be to resist its temptations. He said he was upset because folks said Nader stole the election. That's a classic propaganda technique. I pay a lot of attention to this stuff, and I'm sure someone may have said that, but the truth that is not what most analysts, oh my God, I'm not reading very well, but the truth is not what most analysts say. They say Nader cost Gore the election. To add the extra element of stealing changes the whole way it is perceived, and it's very misleading. That's something I'm really glad that you pointed out, Jake. He is also in a very small minority when he says that the Nader voters were split equally between Gore and Bush. If it was even 52% of Nader's voters that would have gone for Gore, he would be president. And I've never heard anyone but apologists for the Greens who think that percentage would probably have been much greater. I get how unprogressive the Democratic candidates for governor in Texas are, and that is very unfortunate. It's always tricky to figure out how much compromise you're willing to make to get elected, or to support someone with whom you disagree so much. I get that. And, you know, the more I read this, the more I think that I wrote something that he's responding to. And I can't remember because it's been too long. I need to do more shows, like maybe 2 weeks, so I can keep better on track with this stuff. So there, that's the part of the letter I wanted to read. Thanks, Jake, for writing it. And guys, send me your comments. Tell me what you think about this stuff. I think Jake made some great points, too. And I really am just tired of being manipulated. You know what I mean? That whole deal with, you know, like, and this is just from Jake's point of view. And I don't know that. Well, yeah, I mean, I feel like I'd have to do some research before I said that the Green Party guy, Jerry, was manipulating and just playing with words. That kind of thing really bothers me. But I know I'm never going to get away from it with politicians. But, you know, can we just be straightforward and not try to manipulate things? You know, like it's the whole idea of one side says pro-choice and the other says they're anti-abortion, or you know, like they call people whatever. You know what I'm talking about. I can't. I'd be interested to know what you guys think about that. Looks like it's about time to wind down the show. I'm looking at my list and I left something out. It looks like I am going hopefully to Washington D.C. to participate in Starving for Justice 2006. My friend David Elliott from. I'm glad that someone sent me an email saying that they were glad I was keeping it real and coughing. I'm not trying to edit all that out. So here's what this is. It's a Starving for Justice 2006. It's the 13th annual fast and vigil to abolish the death penalty at the U.S. Supreme Court, June 29th through June 2nd, 2006. David Elliott from the National Coalition to Abolish the Death Penalty, who had organized me going to their conference, months ago, asked me if I'd be interested in doing this. And here's it. It's, gosh, how many days is that? I don't know how many months are in June, but it's four days. And it's perfect because it's in the summer. So I'm going to try to find a way to get there. If I do, they've got housing for us, for people that are coming. And but if I wanted to throw out there, I don't know if I have any listeners in Washington, D.C., but if I do and you're willing to offer up, the thing that would be really great is if I could be somewhere with an internet connection and actually a computer, because my laptop is dead. So I'd be recording things and I might just have to record everything and somehow save it. Well, I guess I should figure that out, not out loud to you. So, but I'm going out there. I'm trying to come up with the funds for a plane ticket. We'll just leave it at that PayPal button if you want to push it. And it's right there on the site. It's real easy. Quick and easy. Thanks to everyone who's made donations to the show. And sometimes I feel kind of icky about asking about that. But then on other hand, I'm like, well, I am like providing some level of entertainment. Emphasis on the some level. Anyway, the last thing I want to talk about right now is the Black Math Experiment. Jeff from there reminded me that it's time to nominate people for Houston Press. You can go to houstonpress.com, I believe is the website, and there's a little button up toward the upper right-hand corner. of that you can click to nominate bands. Don't forget about Lanky too. Lanky is a badass, as are the Black Math Experiment. And there's this guy, Tody Castillo. I wonder if he's in same categories with Lanky. Interesting. But I've got a show, a song of his I keep wanting to play. Another reason why I'm thinking of doing two shows a week. Maybe once summer gets rolling, I'll have a lot more time. And it'll keep me from just sitting around being a lump. So that's all I got for the show. MikeyPod@gmail.com is the email address. The phone number is 206-339-6682. MikeyPod.com is where you can find the website. Also, I'm over at FreshMediaWorks.com. If you're a podcaster, you should really think about getting signed up over there. Don't forget about my, the Velvet Voice, the GLBTQ podcast I do at podcasternews.com. If you want to find me in Second Life, hey, come on by Mikey Pod Abernathy. I may need to swear off of that pretty soon because I really do get sucked into it. So I'm going to end the show with a new song by Black Math Experiment I got from their MySpace. It's called Ology. Thanks again for listening, you guys, and I will talk to you next time.
This is a square. It's a four-sided shape, and in the middle of the square is a circle. And in the middle of the circle is a triangle. And in the middle of that is the power of... And in the middle of the circle is a triangle, and in the middle of that is a power.
Hi, this is Serena from LGBT KC Weekly, and I need to tell you about something I've heard almost nothing about lately, and it scares me. Congress will vote on the discriminatory federal marriage amendment as early as June 2006. Your members of Congress need to hear from you now. We need everyone to join in the fight. Go to hrc.org/vote no and sign the Million for Marriage petition. Then please spread the word to as many friends, family, and online mailing lists as you possibly can. When you fill out the petition, click Sign Now, and a postcard with your name and address will automatically print out at the Human Rights Campaign headquarters. The HRC staff will then hand deliver each postcard to congressional offices on June 5th. the week of the Senate vote. Also, make sure that you check the box to sign up for HRC's online action network so they can keep you informed about the next steps to fight the discriminatory amendment. Again, I cannot stress how important this is. We are talking about a federal law that would ban gay marriage. When you are notifying people you know, please don't forget your straight allies. Their support will be critical to defeating this amendment.
You've been listening to Mikey Pod on the Bayou with Michael Herron. Mikey wants your input to the show. Do you have a comment about something that was said on the show? A review or a promotion of a cultural event, especially in the Houston area? Or you just want to say hi? Email is MikeyPod@gmail.com. The Mikey Pod Show hotline, 206-339-6682. And record it down for all to hear. See you next time right here for Mikey Pod on the Bayou. MikeyPod.com.